Welcome back to the Dog Gone Wrong podcast, where myself and others share their mistakes and help you lift the guilt burden. I'm your host, Sarah Roper, the multi-dog maven.
Hello, pod listeners. Today it's just me, and I am in full pre-crufts mode. I have been training the girls, so I've got Ripple and Mizzle, which are mother and daughter, as part of the Abredience team at the Abredience finals, which are this coming Thursday, the 6th of March. I've had a few hiccups with dumbbell stuff, which has been interesting, but, you know, touch wood, we seem to be good. One of my friends and crew members, Cheryl, she will be handling Ripple and I will be handling Mizzle. And the other two main team members are also Ripple puppies from two separate litters. We haven't even got there and I am just mega proud of them. We did a whole season last year and we just went from strength to strength. I mean, don't get me wrong, there was no, you know, red ribbons, first places, but the effort that these dogs put in and, of course, their handlers and the travelling around that we have done, the practices, the money that we've put in, the team, we have like a team funds pot and it gets quite pricey, if I'm honest. You know, when you're looking at entries and fuel to get all over the country for these heats, I think we did 7 or 8 heats last year. We've also got reserves. You've got uniform to think about, you know, collars, leads. So we're all matching. Venue hire when we're doing practices, which could be £15 to £20 an hour, you know, 3-hour practices. It's it all starts to add up. So it's been a massive commitment. And if you are out there and you are in the Midlands type area of the UK, then, and you have a mini long and you want to do more, please come and join us. We need more reserves. We need reserves that can step in and, you know, for example, if Mizzle's in season. Last year, Mizzle came into season and her granddad Moss stepped in for just one heat and he smashed it. I was quite worried about bringing him out of retirement. He was, 12 at the time? 12 and a half? And he was on the original team that I was on many years ago. So he knew the job, but he's obviously a lot older and a bit stiffer. But it was a nice warm day and he absolutely smashed it out of the ballpark. And I think we got our first placing that day as well, which was lovely. Cheryl handled him, I handled Ripple, and yeah, all was well. But he's not, you know, I'm not going to be getting him out again. As long as nothing goes wrong between now and Thursday this week, then he will be going for a lovely parade around the ring as his final kind of swan song at Crufts. He's done Crufts for many, many years and he hasn't done it for the last few years, obviously, but it'll be nice for him to go out and have one last strut on that green carpet. But we do need working reserves for the team because there's no one that's going to be able to step in for, well, we do have reserves, but like we need more because Moss won't be able to step in for Mizzle anymore. And this coming season will be Ripple's last season of Abredience. So there will be a full-time slot available for the right Daxi going into next year. Of course, if the team manages to qualify for Crufts again for next year, so Crufts 26, she will do Crufts and then she will be retired from Abredience. She'll still do Rally and other stuff, but she will retire from Abredience. So yeah, we are desperately searching for more reserves. So, but I also get that it is not common to have a miniature long-haired Dachshund or any Dachshund that people do dog sports with. You know, I've kind of made a point of that over the years, but we do need more. If you know of anyone, if you are that person, reach out. We do have a Facebook page now, Dactastic Abredience Team. So have a look on Facebook. I think I've mentioned that before, to be fair. But it's been a great journey. And I am really looking forward to us just going and doing our absolute best and just enjoying our moment on Thursday. You know, exciting to see, you know, what this season will bring as well. So yeah, please, if you are at Crufts on Thursday, come and cheer us on. You know, we'll be in Hall 5, we'll be in the Abredience Ring. It's between the Rally Interregional competition, so I think it's levels 1 and 2 for Rally first thing. Then the Abredience Parade, I think, starts at 12, and we are on 5th. And yeah, we shall see how we get on, but no matter what, we will have fun. And of course, I'm very excited about it's Cruftsmas. You know, it's my yearly, I don't know, It's like Christmas for me. It really is. Getting to catch up with other professionals, other friends that I wouldn't see outside of Crufts, and lots of shopping. It's always about the shopping. If you've never been to Crufts before, it's not like what you see on TV. It is lots of shopping with bits of a dog show as well, but it's... For us diehard lot, it's more about the shopping. I think on the Friday morning, I'll be on the rally information stand, giving out information about rally. And then I will be shopping and socialising Friday afternoon and cheering on my bestie Lil, who is on the Silver Good Sits team with Ignatius, which is one of our team members, and a Ripple Puppy. They are doing the displays on Saturday and Sunday, so I'll be cheering her along on Saturday, and then I'm having Sunday off. And I think this is the first year in a fair few years that I won't be there all 4 days, but I'm kind of pleased about that because it is so tiring. If any of you have seen my TikTok account, like scroll back, Multidog Maven, scroll back, and I think it's the Crufts from 2022. Where me and Lil do quite a few videos about how absolutely knackered we are getting up at 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning, getting to Crufts before it even opens, and yeah, how tiring it is and how knackered the dogs were and stuff like that. But you know, it's a bit of good fun. So if you've not seen them, go and check them out. They are quite funny. I also quickly wanted to touch on a chat that I had with someone recently, and it's one of my crew members, and they are they pay a little more than the kind of standard membership, so we get an hour's one-to-one call a month, and they are on their way to becoming a pet professional, or at least, you know, like they are learning more and very hungry for that knowledge and to learn more to help her own dogs, but obviously as well just wanting to absorb it all. And she's done quite a few of my courses, she's done quite a few external courses, and she's learning more and more. And she told me that she'd been on a workshop recently, that although it was a good workshop, that she found that she's quite disappointed, and she was trying not to be big-headed, but she'd gone on this workshop expecting like the miracle thing, you know, well, I'm going to go on this workshop and it's going to give me the answers I need with this particular struggle that she's got. And, you know, I've given her the answers for, and other people have given her the answers for, and other courses have, but she's continuing to look. And she'd been on this workshop and she came away and she was like, okay, I learned a couple of bits, but I knew it. And I had to laugh because this is what happens to every budding pet professional. You hit a point where, by, you know, nobody knows everything, I don't know everything, but you hit a point where you're expecting like this magic wand, this nugget of information that's just gonna make everything else make sense, and it's not there. It's like, oh yeah, I know that, yep, okay, yeah, I do that, yep, that works because I know I've done that before. And I said, look, you know, you do get to this point and you are at that point, it's really common. But when you get to this point, you have to change your mindset a little when you go out and look for new courses and things. You know, I still go on courses and workshops and do online courses and things like that. I said, but I approach it in a very different way, from a different mentality of, I'm going to know some of this, if not most, to know. But if I get one tiny nugget or tiny thing or a different way to word something when explaining to others, then it's worth it. You're not going to get the same amount of learning once you get to a certain point. You have to look for those little nuggets that go, oh, okay, yeah, I do that, but that's just given me another way to add on to it, or another way to look at it, or for this particular type of dog, that could really work. And it's just a tweak on what you've been doing anyway. And I just thought that'd be a really valid point to make, because I know quite a few of the listeners are, at the very least, dog enthusiasts, if not on your way to becoming a pet professional or a pet professional. And I thought it'd be really useful to share that try not to get despondent and disappointed, but actually this means that you're well on your way, and it's quite encouraging when you get to that point. It's just that switch in mindset of, okay, you know, I'm not going to get all my answers, but if I pick up a couple of things, then it's worth it. Yeah. But this is going to be a short one today, but I wanted to touch base. I wanted to say, look, if you're a listener and, you know, I don't know you normally, then, and you're at Crufts, then drop me a message. Drop me a message through the page, drop me an email. Although I have seen recently on Spotify, you can leave comments now. Oh, it's a bit scary. You can leave comments on each episode. So I saw it on another podcast that I listened to and I was like, oh, that's a bit scary. But, you know, even do that. Like, and please do, you know, if you've listened to other episodes and you've enjoyed them or you've got some feedback for me, I am always open to listening. So if you are going to Crufts, please do come and say hi. Reach out. I'd love to meet you. Because I know some of my listeners, but I don't know all of you, and I would love to. I'm always after feedback. On that note, I had a lovely call with the crew, my membership, last week. We have monthly Zoom group calls where we just kind of go around the room and, you know, how are you doing? What are you working on? Any struggles? Any questions for me? And, you know, just a dead informal chat. And then I usually at the end I'll say, okay, you know, we're going to be working on this next, or any kind of updates from my end that they've not had through our twice weekly turbo calls, or, you know, I've not put in the message chat or anything like that. And I asked for feedback about, I've been doing weekly, so the crew's been going for about 18 months now, and every week I've been creating new content, a new video, which is probably about 5 minutes, but it takes me a good 3 hours really from start to finish of filming, editing, uploading, posting, all of that kind of stuff for each video. And I've been doing that every week. Now, since I've started with the new job, I have struggled to keep this up because, you know, being on the road, not knowing where I'm going to be. And I thanked everyone for their patience with me. And it's another reason why I've not really pushed the crew recently. I wanted to make sure that I was, you know, I could keep on top of things. And I said about the videos and, you know, is everyone getting what they need to out of it? Some of the videos are not getting many views, which is absolutely fine. One of the points that I did make is, you know, I don't expect everyone to be like, oh, there's a video, let's watch it quick, because I never want there to be any pressure. And some people are, you know, mainly in the crew for the community, or they might mainly in there for the turbo calls, or mainly in there maybe for the videos, I don't know. So, you know, I don't expect everyone to do everything, so there isn't a guilt trip there. But obviously if I'm putting a lot of time in, and it's caused me quite a bit of stress, because I am one of those that if I promise something, I'm going to deliver, and I hold myself accountable for that. And the feedback was actually took a massive weight off. The feedback was, there's loads of stuff, like, we struggled to get through it all and work on it, it's almost too much, rein it in, basically, was my advice, or the advice to me. Rein it in, once a month would be fine, which was actually really, it was a relief on my end, because that takes the pressure off quite a bit. It means that I can do better quality videos, not having that constant weekly battle of, I need to get this done on top of everything else, and just have a monthly, you know, this is step one, step two, step three, and this is how you work on this issue. And then on the monthly catch-up calls, we'll just have a discussion of what's everyone, you know, a bit of, pretty much take a vote, what do you want next? So yeah, just, it was really nice. And it was, so, you know, I will take feedback. That's my point. I'd love, you know, essentially, until I start asking these questions and people start feeding back, whether it's about the pod, whether it's about, you know, in-person sessions, whether it's about the crew, I don't know. Because people don't tend to go, oh, by the way, you should be doing this, which is a little bit rude if it's not been asked for. So I'm asking. And if you have any feedback for me for the podcast, then please let me know. And yeah, I've got to get on with booking in some more wonderful guests. But in the meantime, I will be at Crufts, probably spending way too much money, but having a great time with the dogs on Thursday, and hopefully meeting quite a few of you. I will leave that with you. Hopefully see you at Crufts, and I'll be back next week. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Dog Gone Wrong podcast. If you could do me a quick favour, like or follow the pod, rate and leave a review, and maybe share with a dog-owning friend. Let's get the word out there and ensure there is less guilt around the mistakes. Thank you again, and we'll be back next week.